On May 31st, roughly 100 people braved the extreme summer heat at Trent University's downtown campus, Catherine Parr Trail College, to attend the grand opening of the Jalen Bennett Amphitheater, a new outdoor performance space.
Streets. It is an interesting space. It is what it says it is. It's an amphitheater. It's a real deal theater in the green outside. It has several tiers of green space where people can sit around a rounded thrust stage where performances of all sorts can happen. Music, vocal, spoken word, dance. We hope the whole gamut of things will happen in the space of expression.
That was college principal of Trail College, Dr. Michael Eamon, describing what the new amphitheater looks like. Dr. Eamon was one of the people responsible for bringing the idea of building an amphitheater forward. The courtyard at Trail College had not been updated in a long time and was in need of repairs.
That center courtyard of Trail College was getting a little tired. The walls, the original walls, were starting to collapse. There were old foundations there that had never been dug out, and they were collapsing. Some of the trees there were starting to die, and I had been told, you know, there isn't a lot of time left with this space, so we need to do something to repair it. And so my challenge was, how do you repair it when there isn't a lot of money out there to repair things? And so the idea of an amphitheater came to me, a space. Mm-hmm. There was a natural hill there, and people had in some ways done performances and things there informally. It just seemed like the natural space to have a formalized performance area.
Although construction of the space is complete, this is an ongoing and expensive project. So far, the Jalen Bennett Amphitheater has cost over $1 million, with funding coming from multiple sources. $500,000 of that funding has come from the federal government, specifically from the Department of Canadian Heritage and their Canada Cultural Spaces Fund. But the seed money for this project actually came from the estate of Jalen Bennett, which is where the amphitheater gets its name. Dr. Eamon explains Jalen Bennett's connection to the space and the project.
Jalen was chair of Board of Governors at Trent University some time ago and died tragically. But she was an incredible woman, believed in the empowerment of women, believed in expression, believed in all the things that are important to propel women, will propel everyone, but particularly women in higher education. Some money came from her estate saying, they actually put out a call, Trent University, can you propose something that's empowering, you know, some great project that would, you know, propel different parts of Trent University and a whole...
The grand opening event of this amphitheater saw its first use as a performance space, including performances by local artists, such as Unity, Fourth Line Theatre, Anthony Varahitis, Mary-Kate Edwards, Megan Murphy, and Kate Sir. In the future, Dr. Eamon plans for the space to be used for a wide range of purposes.
You know, much like classroom or lecture spaces can be booked and used by students and faculty, the amphitheater will have that component as well. Mm-hmm. Part of the deal with the federal government is that this had to be a community space as well, and also focus on professional companies. So not just amateur companies, but professional companies that would use the space and then act as a mentorship role for amateurs and things like that. So we are working with people like Fourth Line and other companies to program that space with professional ticketed type of events. We also hope to have amateur, perhaps not ticketed events, and I hope there will be a lot of serendipity. So you can book the space and use it, but there will also be free time where people can just sit and relax in the space as well.
Mm-hmm. To keep track of the events and performances happening at the Jalen Bennett Amphitheater, you will eventually be able to find the performance schedule on Trent's website, but right now the schedule is largely open and waiting to be filled, as Dr. Eamon is quite excited about.
Possibilities, limitless possibilities. That is what I love about the space. That's, you know, my goal as a principal at Trent University and the principal of Trail College in particular, is this idea that build great spaces, don't over-program. The students, the community will program those spaces, and wonderful things will happen. So in one way, I don't know what's going to happen, but I hope wonderful things will happen.
This has been Eddie Sweeney, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative from the facilities of CFFF 92.7 FM Trent Radio in Peterborough, Canada.